that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look,
nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
You think it's a game?
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
Friends to know,
my nigga,
ways to grow,
nigga,
reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What?
Nigga,
in a book,
my nigga,
reading rainbow.
This is the shit I be talking about.
Rainbow,
you think it's a game?
Rainbow,
you think it's
a
game? What y'all really want? What y'all really want? Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
From the fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown North, live again at 37th and Zen. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked and Doss.
And we're live.
We're live. We are back. Motherfucker, it's been a long time. I'm so sorry. This your boy, Doss Troopin.
Things hurt that didn't used to hurt. I got pains now.
Didn't you already have pains?
I got more gray hairs than I had last time we recorded.
Listen, you're a merry man, though. You knew this was coming. Yeah. It's a price you pay. I don't got no excuse. Went away, I was married. But this is Doss Troopin' with my boy,
Wicked Child.
Welcome to EC3 Cast, coming to you live from the executive suite at 37th and Zen. I'm probably too lit. He was like, talk normal for the levels, and yeah. I once again came in hot.
That's all right, that's all right.
But no, so yeah, we're going to try to catch up the speed of the 5 months missed.
It's realistically been about three and a half.
Seriously, I thought it was a full five.
February. It was February since we did that last show about Victorian architecture in the Big Ben Park.
And who, child? I stayed very far away from that dumpster fire.
I was sad that was going to be our last episode because
that was not high quality content.
No, that was not a high note to go out on.
You know what I'm saying? But
I have since been blocked from Victorian architecture.
Oh, no.
I can't lurk anymore.
It's like the architect found out.
Yeah.
I wonder how. But be that as a man, it's still 2K17.
Yes.
He's still alive.
Yes.
He's still getting money. I'm getting some kind of money. Yeah. You know.
Finally.
No, I think I talked about it. Remember, I have disability.
Yeah, but you weren't official.
Yeah, I'm official now. Like,
your paperwork was in, but I don't know if you'd gotten the first check at that point.
Yeah, I've been getting checks for a few months now. Feels good to like be able to go, huh? All my bills are paid, and I'm not dead. Nice.
Next up, that credit card.
Whew, whoa, we got one mountain to climb at a time, man. I just graduated, got my fucking bachelor's in fine arts. So, yeah, that's another mountain that was just climbed.
So
and true. The biggest mountain scaled, listeners to the show have heard me say many a times, I've been married before, which I didn't know. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm still legally married.
Separated.
Separated for 5 glorious years. That's 3 years longer than I was married. But I'm newly engaged. And oh, this counts because you have to make a proclamation of divorce as well for intent to divorce. So this is instead of putting a newspaper, I'm pressing it in digital wax, I guess.
I don't know if that counts legally.
I think it counts. Anybody can access this page. But no, I proposed to Miss Troopin. She's about to be official Miss Troopin.
She's about to be Mrs. Troopin.
Mrs. Troopin. Shit, you writing it. She's about to be Mrs. Troopin. I proposed to her after my graduation, you know, outside the Ted Constant Convocation Center.
So you just got like.
And, yeah, it was
like
beautiful.
Air mattresses
my favorite lines
everywhere.
From people in the background were, oh my God, he proposing.
There you go.
My favorite is, what, you married?
Pull out, you know, that classy. And, like,
dude, that's always the greatest one. It's like, wait, so when's the date? And I'm like scrambling and panicking like, oh, shit, I can't fucking
see. I foregoed all that shit. I was married for motherfuckers even though I was damn engaged.
Damn right. You kept it real. Real trill.
So trill I got fucking married on Facebook Live.
Yo, what up? First, EC3 Cast did it.
Yeah.
Suck a drop. People are going to be like, well, I live streamed my auntie's marriage. I'm like, did you do it from the living room? I think not. Like, with a gay Jew?
Like,
I think not.
Like I ain't flying these motherfuckers down here. They too damn broke to come down here. Y'all motherfuckers catch this shit on Facebook.
Exactly. You on Facebook anyway.
That's where you get all your news from anyway. Oh. This won't fake news. It's real news.
Dude, oh my God. Fucking, do we even want to delve into that yet? Like, because that is a mountain of bullshit that we have been thrust upon us the past few months.
In the last show, we were still in the first, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Holy shit, we were.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's been rough. If you lived under a rock, you know, being an American, you're mad suspect to the rest of the world currently. Don't look forward to traveling overseas anytime soon.
No.
President Jackass.
Especially if you got any melon in your skin.
Right. President Jackass has put it out there that he is not one to be trifled with, and his stupidity and arrogance is second to none.
I mean, he got all that power, man. I saw his hand glowing on that fucking Saiyan ball.
Dude, right?
He's summoning the Dragon Balls, man.
The dragon's like, I ain't coming. Nope, not this time.
But the dragon's like, I ain't white. I ain't for you.
I'm Asian. What?
That's right. I'm from that bad part of the country.
But no, man. Fucking. What else? What else has been like? I've also become a DJ in this new day and age. Like, I press buttons and make noises and play tracks that I already produce. That I've been experimenting with scratching and looping and stuff. I've come a far way from last November. Yes, the pedal board is being used more effectively. And the Akai has been used more. Like, pretty much, I play the Akai like you would
you
think about playing
a
lunchroom,
furry movie?
Lunchroom table beat.
Oh, you're just using the drums?
I use mainly the 808s and 909s, hats and snares.
And now you
and
do.
Bass hits.
You can't unsee that.
I do synth stabs from time to time.
Yeah.
Clap is always a favorite. It's so simple.
You
like, just the clap effect. Air horn, I need a better air horn. I know you tried to put one up there, but it needs a better air horn.
No, I think the air horn is on the same SD card that's in the recorder.
You can't unsee that now, can you?
Because we don't have a dedicated SD card for the Akai as of this moment.
Yeah, even though I got one, I can contribute.
I know, but there's not one currently formatted for it.
Because we need to format the show folder and for me to fucking have.
Unfortunately, you cannot have shit in folders.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Everything has to be root.
So ridiculous. But then no, there's the 8 pattern sets though.
You can have it in a different bank, but all your sounds must be in your root folder.
Okay, so I can still do banks. All right. That's all that matters. No,
you can do an Amazalia banks.
Oh, my God. This nigga right here. No, so also DJ-ness. I lost my shit and lost my gig here. But lo and behold,
that
months
Jet
later,
Set Radio
I have another gig
right
here.
There.
I will not be kept down. I'm like a cop.
And at the same establishment, so they didn't hate you too much for it.
No, like, that was the thing. I'm not putting too much out there. But basically, I pulled a stupid move, and that's why I had to be let go from having owning my night. And that's all I'll leave it at that. They weren't mad at me. They were just mad how I behaved.
But like I said, I wasn't privy to a lot of that.
Man, dude, bro. Child.
I knew
I'm
enough.
I'm not gonna talk much about it on the show.
I knew enough to just let you do you, boo boo.
Yeah, it was bad, and it wasn't even all on me this time. I need to talk to you off air about that because I forgot you didn't know about this. Yeah. Now it's a funny story. Let's see what else.
If the great Kazoo had come up from
the
past in February, said, "Oh fuck, you about to get married to her."
Oh, man.
You'd have told that motherfucker's lying.
Exactly. Like, no, fuck that shit.
Give me the cube.
It's over.
Tony Hawk.
Let it go, dog. It's over. But no,
Tony Hawk.
I got,
what is he,
so
like 12
I'm
years
DJ
old?
Here,
in that movie? Like Tony Hawk.
For
he had
drag
like,
nights, Wednesday and Sundays.
Yeah,
not today, because it's phone party day.
The most ridiculous.
I don't know why they insist on phone parties
awesome.
Being on Sundays.
Awesome.
But
because it was a 3-day weekend, I don't know why they didn't just go. Like, what are they doing here on Fridays now?
I forget.
But it's funny because it's coming back.
Trying to think. Fridays. I think it's an open mic night, hip hop.
Lord.
Hey, we got to cater to everybody. We got to cater to everybody.
How many little booties we need?
Wait. Is this the Rockaway? A mix of the Rockaway?
It's hard to tell.
Blessing our ears? Yep. Wicked about to drink another drink. Because it is outright shenanigans. And we are alone in the executive suite. But we got... Man, I don't even want to be racist to say what I said earlier because that was kind of fucked up. We got a man.
I mean, but...
And Trump's America.
I am. To quote some great Southern men, it ain't racist if it's true.
It's true facts. Good. We got a man of Middle Eastern descent just passed out a mere three couches. Three Nick
Wars. It's the same machine. Yeah, it's the same machine, man.
Away from us. And I'm loud as shit, so I don't even know how. And the music's loud outside the door, so he went hard to paint.
This is really happening. It's PBR.
Like, I saw him come in like not even an hour, like not even 30 minutes ago. And he just like got comfortable. And next thing I know,
that's
he's
the problem.
Down.
Is usually
down for the count.
Down for the count. But hey, where else would you?
Usually Tonka's so drunk, and now he's sober. So we're actually
it's like we are out there with loud people.
I don't know if I can sleep in this shit.
It's quite warm.
It's toasty. I'm gonna walk away from this browner.
I was going to spit on my drink. No, then we got Joe Budden.
Clack, clack, gumballs.
Yo, if you're not at 30, if you didn't come to 37th Zen for like a Zen rave or a phone party, you're missing out on entertainment. Because it's, I know when I walk past
the gumball hustlers,
it's going to be fucking wild. And we'll be like, man, what's a typical black club from back in the day? I don't even know.
I know what an old black club is now.
What?
The fucking alley in Newport
News.
There you go.
This is right now, if you walked into Zen, I'd be like walking into the alley back in the day. Like,
there's probably some white girls out there getting so lit.
Dude, they are. I saw one walk in like me with their black boyfriend. And, you know, she looked very lost and confused. Because she was like, this is supposed to be like a phone party with EDM music. And he's like, oh, no, this is my shit. And I'm like, you know what?
Can't be mad at it.
Can't be mad at it, man. Like, you do you, homie. You do who? You do you. But no. Okay, I'm just, I'm getting a phone call from a Sipson. She's
getting a message. You want me to pause the track?
No, I'm just going to message her because I don't talk during the show. She's probably
But here's the thing is, like, I have a 6-year-old, right? And he went trick or treat.
Put on a hot
outfit. So, no, I didn't check his candy. And everybody's like, you better check his candy. Yeah. Yeah,
she's very dressed up. She should be here, she probably can't find parking.
I thought she was exercising from the group.
She was, and then Melissa got to know her, and she's like, she's not that bad. I was like, I told you, she's just a ditz. Plain and simple, she's just a ditz.
I done missed so much.
Dude, I got to catch you up off air. Because I was like, I knew we talked on the show. But
we got to get some chicken wings, talk about some things.
Daddy, what is a pacifier? I haven't had that for 3 years.
Dude, I'm just... I heard Dotson wasn't going to be playing tonight, so I'm excited for the changeover. Like, that's why I want to play in the front, because I would clear that dance floor on him right now.
Can I go there and just start requesting iced tea? I mean, nothing gets the club lit more than the cop killer.
Dude, what up?
It's going down.
Maybe some colors.
All right. I might have to pause the track because she might not.
Miss Trooper also didn't invite me to your party. I'm still salty about that party 2 weeks ago. But
she's scared of all these this colored presents.
Mm, see,
she from up north in the middle of nowhere.
I see too many Air Force Ones and Lacoste shirts.
Oh my God, this is like the greatest hits of the 90s. Wicked, this drink isn't gonna make it past the first session. I was like, oh, man, like, we're going to struggle to get to 15 minutes. And, like, I'm like, no, we'll just skate to it like we always do.
Nobody.
My goodness.
Man, we about to hear some Timberland and Magoo.
Dude, I'm waiting for it.
Tonka has left the building.
Because I say it too much. Even though this time it's fitting.
Oh,
I want to hear some Cypress Hill.
Yo, what up? Yo, you know it's lit when a girl come in.
They gonna be a Hobson.
Hitting the butterfly step.
They ain't gonna be on the stage. No, they ain't on the stage.
You didn't grow up in
the
90s.
No, man, we don't do the butterfly. Nuh-uh, that's old.
I can't even think of the rest of the verse. I know you're talking about the fucking Tootsie Roll.
Let me see you Tootsie Roll. To live, to live.
He crushing the air horn, too.
Somebody's got to step in for us not doing it anymore.
Oh, no, when I get up there, I'm going to fuck. If they have, like, because Q wants me to jack into Jeff's decks with my two controllers.
Can't be touching on the man's deck like that.
They let me do it all the time.
You probably screwed one of their
So I won't be using my pedal board, but I will have their effects, i.e. the air horn, and I'll be at the foam.
you gonna be actually, it'd probably be cooler out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a certain DJ to fuck up foam anymore.
Mm. Actually, I think he is here.
Oh, he is?
I think so.
Please tell me.
He's short, so I kind of lose him easily.
I'm going to talk shit because he was supposed to come back. His ass ain't never come back.
Nope, never came back.
Start up his own podcast, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then lose it and then come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now I think we're going to throw it to a pause because this friend is panicking. It's a good pause. We'll be right back. We got more shit to talk about.
All right.
Act that damn fool. 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 Act that damn. Act that damn. There's some cowards in this night, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this night, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this night, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this night, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. Pour them out.
Act like you know me when I tell you that I'm from the north. Act like you know me when the action let me hit the shout. Act like you know me if I holler, front your boy Keith. Act like you know me when I'm on the track in evergreen. Act like you know me when you see the platinum on my wrist. Act like you know me when you know what I done took your bitch. Act like you know me if you know that I've been hustling. Act like you know me, rock from rock to record, business man. Act like you know me if I pull a strap and bring the pain. Act like you know me if you see me on them 20 things. Act like you know me when that fire shit is always smoke. Act like you know me if I tell you nigga hit this dope. Act like you know me when I'm winning in this dice game. Act like you know me when I tell you hoe don't touch the grain. Act like you know me when I tell you niggas put your own. Act like you know me pointing in your face a fucking tone. There's some cowards in this dice, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this dice, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this dice, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this dice, if you see him, pour them out. There's some cowards in this house, if you see him, pour them out. Pour them out.
Act like you know me, cause I'm all with guns and red and bomb. Act like you know me, cause I bring a war like Vietnam. Act like you know me when you see me cruising where you lay. Act like you know me, cause with bitches I don't fucking play. Act like you know me, cause I'm super serious with the Zeebo. Act like you know me, in my regal chrome Desert Eagle. Act like you know me, I hate to say it, but when I'm on some blow. Act like you know, I turn gorilla mic, rip a hoe. Act like you know me, I'm a straight fucking black haze. Act like you know that I bet that I blow that I ain't afraid. Act like you know me, before you said it on your CDs. Act like you know, once before I caught you in them streets. Act like you know me, cause these bullets know no fucking name. Act like you know I brought you in, I take you out this game. Act like you heard of 666 is about some biggie bitches. Act like you heard of this a matter, you could be a witness.
Act like you know me when you get pounds of the green dough. Act like you know me when you wanna hit the ski slow. Act like you know me when you got gallons of alcohol. Act like you know me when you're breaking down the boulder balls. Act like you know me when you got a load of freak hoes. Act like you know me when you got the pro that touch your toes. Act like you know me.
And we back.
Whew, child, let me got something to bitch about now. Fucking hood ass niggas parking lot pimping at 37th and Zen. Motherfuckers. All right, first we roll up to the fucking bar, and dudes got solo cups on top of cars. Like it's that thing to fucking do. And I'm like, this is why ODU don't let nobody buy the street. It's like fucking, they just fucking, I know there was marijuana out there. I know there was smoking Mary J.
And you don't pregame in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, we ain't at a Raiders game.
Yeah. No, and even better, see, fucking my homie, fucking Simpson, this bitch, I'm trying to park, and I go to help her park.
If it wasn't for Louisiana,
standing at her door, trying to spit game, holding the Bud Light in one hand and an empty six pack in the other. And I'm like, as soon as I walk up, he's like,
hey,
oh, shit,
you said
up,
Bud
man?
Light. Say no more, fam.
No, he looked at me like, oh, shit, what up, man? I'm like, yo, Scoobles? I work here. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, shit, I was just trying to save money. I'm like, that's cool. Just don't do it here. Like,
well, you can't be all out and open with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, sit in your goddamn Caprice and get fucking lit. I mean,
at least the motherfuckers had some class. Well, the solo cups. This dude's walking around with a bottle of Bud Light and an empty six-pack.
What the fuck are you carrying the six pack around?
I don't know. There was a trash can right near him. Not even
put that shit in your goddamn trunk and move the fuck on.
Miss Chanel has ran away. I'm going to get on the mic eventually. I'm going to get you on the mic eventually. Because I'm going to get some cattiness. I'm going to get some fierceness up here. Oh, he fell asleep again. Yo.
Too much goddamn. What happens when you don't charge motherfuckers cover. They don't respect the damn venue.
They don't respect the venue and they don't gotta pay cover. Hey, yo, somebody get that door for me.
Because nobody wants to pay $5 a sleep.
See, we got Mr. Unabomber in the building. Technically, he could beat Mr. Sweat's record if we get a solid show before Sweat knows what's going on.
Man, I'm educated.
Hey, Unabomber's back in the
hold
town.
Hold on.
I'm educated, man.
Mike's live now.
Shh, don't tell him.
I won't tell him. So,
I'm sure he'll get drunk enough eventually and wander in here.
Yeah, but Mr. Bomber.
Yes.
I know the viewers can't see it, but I'm going to ask you later to show me your routine, because that shit was lit, fam. I'm going to have to see the routine later.
I just bust it out. I don't even give a shit. Yeah, I'll bust
fucking,
it out.
For those of you who don't know, I'm sure we mentioned on the show with Unabomber before, he is a competitive...
semi-amateur professional bodybuilder.
So basically...
That sounds like some shit, some damn person that don't really know how to put shingles puts on a damn resume.
Semi-professional amateur.
But no. Sorry. Like, Mr. Bomber has been on an intense fucking workout regimen, diet, etc. for how many months
fuck
now?
That shit. 5 months now?
And no, but he wants to keep the six-pack because... 1 second. Shots, because the ladies are looking at me. Shots. Cheers, bitches.
Everybody.
Shots with my fiance.
Why does every tap their glass on the table? What's up with that?
Because they're classy bitches.
I mean, y'all cool too. Like, we don't fucking matter. Y'all matter, but that's my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Come 3 o'clock in the morning, y'all ain't gonna matter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What up, baby? But no. So, Unabomber, you told me recently that you wanted to keep the six-pack for the summer. But you said that's for a certain trip you're going on with the fiance, I guess? With your fiance?
No,
girlfriend?
Not fiance, no.
Girlfriend?
No,
calm
girlfriend,
down,
yes.
Bitch, calm down. No. I didn't mean to offend.
He got engaged. Presume everybody got
engaged.
You get engaged. You get engaged.
Hatch is engaged. No. Cobb Salad's engaged. Sips is engaged. Everybody fucking.
That motherfucker over there asleep. He engaged
the
goddamn couch.
But no, so you and the girlfriend are taking a trip for a certain show, festival?
Spain. I'm going to Spain next week.
Is that our next fire festival?
Is it? Oh, shit.
We haven't done shows since the fire festival.
Oh, my God. But no.
You get ham and cheese. You get ham and cheese.
But no, so Unabomber. You said, so it's a trip to Spain, but it's for a festival, right?
I'm going to HTID, which stands for Hardcore Till I Die in the Sun in Magaluf, Spain.
Hmm. That sounds like something I don't want no part of, because that's just fast music and heat.
He about to come back burnt as shit.
No. It's 5 days of 180 BPM, just bop, 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 bop.
Nope.
Somehow
I you gonna come back with a damn heart arrhythmia and damn sunburn. I'm
Somehow I convinced the they tan very well.
Yeah. Somehow I convinced the incestuous Mrs. Unabomber. She's from West Virginia, so I have to say that. So, but I convinced her to go to a beach vacation. Just so happened to coincide
it's
with
technically a beach vacation. Yo. It's getting the hood is out right now. Straight ahead. It's hood o'clock, nigga.
See, that's why we at this side of the room. We want to see all the hood happening.
For the listeners, there was a typical I got my hands shorted on the podium, so to speak, putting up that ass, large ass, on some young brother. He could barely handle it. He was holding on, straddling for dear life. But you can't ride old Bessie that long, man.
At least no one's fucking in the foam yet.
He ain't never seen an ass like that.
But no, also...
If fucking Q plays that, I swear to fucking God.
He probably will.
He probably will. He has no shirt on right now, so obviously he's going to play that.
Hey, I told Mr. Dodds he looked like somebody about to fix us the most lit ribs we done ever had.
He's everyone's cool uncle at the cookout, dog. No, he's the one that tells you.
He about to kick off them Nikes and put on some goddamn sandals.
Yo, what up? I bet you Q got his flip-flops in the trunk. I bet you. But no, Bomber, you also have a show coming up in a month, 2 months?
July 21st, I'm promoting and throwing my own event.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so fancy. I got a DJ Mob coming from UK, Hardstorm coming from Colorado, Happy Days coming from DC, Problem Unit coming from Pennsylvania, and my homie over there with his Neff beanie on, he's playing as well. The launch, and then I will be playing as well.
Word. See, my show's not that cool. It's called The DOS Effect, a.k.a. DOS Trial Run Number 2. Fuck this up.
Here's what you need to do. You need to come up with an idea. Like, mine is called Contra. Because they're like, oh, video games, Contra? I want to go to that.
Do you not know DOS Effects back in the 80s, 90s? Hip-hop
not as cool
duo?
As Contra. You should have called it Tetris.
No, we're not
Dr.
doing
Mario.
All
you should call it Dr.
Shit.
Mario.
We're not going all 8-bit. All right, but no.
You can call it the Super D.
You call it Frogger.
Like Super
call
C.
Call Frogger. Super Frogger. D like Super C. But no.
Triple C's?
But no, so like the way you guys doing tonight.
Call that shit Bobble Bobble.
I will fight you. No.
Eliminate a boat duel?
No. No, what's the name? So tonight you guys are doing open format, I noticed.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of go up there, and every once in a while I'm like, hey, who's playing next? Oh, I am? All right, sweet.
Yeah, no, for DOS Effect, whoever can make it, whoever wants to play, it's pretty much open format to the point of, all right, you at least get, like, 30 minutes.
That would be Friday, right?
Are you sticking to
it? Which is my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday. Do you want to perform?
My birthday.
Do you want to perform for DOS Effect?
It is very possible. I have my kid that weekend, so the adult things. But I mean, the inbred girl could probably watch him while I'm sleep. While
yeah, because I'm not having music until like 10 to 1, and I think that's turn down time for the kid.
He'll be asleep. His bedtime is 7:45 pronto.
Well, you're gonna want to come out, listeners to the show and Unabomber as well, because I'm pretty much gonna be hosting it, putting on a good time. Oh, we got Brothers Meme mugging up in here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We got the squad looking. Yo, the hood is out, and they, like, up against the glass.
If I still had drops, I'd play some shit from that Mel Brooks movie.
That's basically what's going on.
They are trying to get in the VIP.
Yo, Cub, what up? Welcome to the show.
Remember the discussion earlier about Incredible Hulks?
Are you drinking Incredible Hulk? This is liquid marijuana. That is even worse. Why are you doing this, man? You're creeping up. Stereotype.
I just heard of it.
What? Well, okay, you just heard of it. Fair
enough. What is in it?
It's liquid marijuana.
I didn't ask.
He didn't ask, which is always a good idea when getting a drink.
That is the best idea when you go to the bar. Just give me that. Don't tell me what the fuck in it.
Exactly. That's how I live my life. And if a girl's drinking, it's got to taste good.
It probably tastes good.
Hey, that's how this man ended up drinking damn blue motorcycles. The girls
True.
Drink it.
The girls drink the blue motorcycles. Like, it tastes so good. Everybody drinks Blue
Motorcycles. Well, your drink right now has a weird-ass name, too.
That's because you... Look, we got Foxy Petite over there yelling about Jaeger bombs. We know you... Listen, woman.
Wait. The Unabombs?
Yeah. You ain't mic'd up, but don't matter how loud you scream.
Jaeger bombs, Unabombs, that's all the same.
Women that shit. Jaeger bombs. Muscle milk. HGH.
But no. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming through. But no, so now we have to look up liquid marijuana, or that could just be the show title. flagged everywhere.
That's right. They ain't gonna be able to look at our shit in Portsmouth public schools.
Nope. But no, so my night, Unabomber, I'm basically gonna make people socialize from 9 to 10. And I will have a microphone.
Are you gonna
walk around talking?
Oh, you're gonna have the wireless mic?
Yes. I will be everyone will be at my mercy.
So tell me what brings you out here tonight.
Steven, look.
Awesome. Order up.
Yeah, my boy got his order from the best cook at 37th Zen, my lady Kathy. You come here, you'll get treated right.
Thank you. You're the best.
So, I don't know if you guys talked, I know I came in this a little late. So, how long has it been since you two have done a show together?
February,
did you already talk about that?
It's somewhere in the ballpark of mid-February.
Holy shit.
See, we could have been strong and ended with that Power Rangers episode.
That would have been the best way to end it. That was the best episode this year.
That was the best opening. I don't think we're ever going to have a better opening than that.
It's been a long time.
Don't get him started.
I can't sing it. He told me I can't say it no more. Like, in January.
Speaking to the mic, not to the side of the mic.
Side? Hello.
You say five and below.
These ain't condenser mics.
I'm trying to talk to the side. It doesn't work over here. It's just
over
here.
If you were sucking a dick, you would not suck a dick from the side. You suck a dick straight on.
You obviously have never seen me suck a dick before because I always go inside.
Fair enough.
You know what? Unabomber, you got people listening to the show. Stop playing. But no, let's see. Oh, we were talking about Mr. Vecchione and how he never came back to the show after saying he would. Is he playing tonight?
No.
Okay, so
Dawson's
he's not
playing tonight.
He is not playing tonight. We heard he had a podcast and then it disappeared.
Have you listened to his podcast?
No,
I have not.
Unabomber's like, there's nothing like EC3 cast.
That's all I got to say about that.
So not even worth the cross promotion, huh? Does it live up to its name and not the right way?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say the Smurf's name, but
you don't gotta say the Smurf, man. That's fucked up. Now he knows.
I was actually gonna start my own podcast.
You better not. You're part of this podcast.
No, I really was. It was gonna be expensive crackers and cheap cheese. That was gonna be my podcast.
This motherfucker right here trying to fringe upon the brand.
Or expensive, or expensive cheese. Yeah, it's gonna be some offshoot of your guys' podcast.
Expensive cheese, cheap muscle milk.
No, muscle milk.
No.
I just wear the tanks. That's it.
No. Expensive expensive supplements, cheap gains.
Womp 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 womp.
I think that was
no. No!
We gotta bring the drops back if only for Raw. If only for Unabomber.
Name would be something in the ballpark of All About Them Gains.
All About Them Gains. All kinds.
I'm just gonna teach you how to get built. I ain't here to entertain your ass. I'm just trying to make you look like John Cena. That's all I'm gonna do.
I was actually going to take mine off of like Bobcat Goldthwait and just yell random obscenities throughout the entire
thing.
Yeah,
I feel like we should film a fucking short for our YouTube channel with you doing the most like ridiculous bodybuilding like how-tos. There already exists a YouTuber that does that. But just for us and it's just because it's you, it would be fucking
fantastic.
We're going
to spray you on the most ridiculous tan.
He already can do that.
I already do that. I can't get it off of me.
How old is that spray tan now?
Fucking 3 weeks old.
Jesus.
I can't get it off me.
Yeah,
you see my toes? I look like I got mange.
It's on your toes?
I got mange, man. That's what
it
looks like.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking horrible.
Dude, for competition's sake, you got to
the man hasn't been able to grow hair on his balls in damn months.
Don't talk about it.
There's no hair on these balls right now. There's no hair on my legs right
those
now.
Those balls are smooth as eggs.
he go put meat expressions on them.
My arm
grow back
so
goatees
right
on
now.
Them.
Let's go sharpen little goatee. Go grow back hair, shave up a little goatees, make them look angry.
Excuse me, man. I don't mean to be rude, but do you suck balls?
Actually,
do you suck these balls?
I have a little hair Playboy bunny right there on my hip right now, actually.
General, I tell you. But no, fucking, oh, God, it feels good.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back, man.
It's good to be back.
Been so long.
I know.
I hope you know I'm going to put the intro on the show that I was going to put like 3 months ago. For the listeners at home, y'all done already heard it. Butterfly in the sky, my nigga.
Yeah, DMX remix.
DMX remix.
I love that shit. But yeah, Unabomber, fucking.
Yes.
I was asked by Mr. Sweat to set up my equipment, to plug my equipment into Jeff's decks in the back. I'm like, I will run everybody out of there with my music.
I think Dwayne, Kakame X, not uses his.
I just call him KX.
Giving him his KX. I think his equipment is set up there. So I don't think anybody's set up to Q's equipment. There's supposed to be another DJ that was supposed to be here tonight, but he's doing his normal thing and not being here at all. I won't call anybody's names out.
Well, we got to talk after break because that means I have a spot then.
He plays hardcore and his name is not Unabomber.
So, wait, do you have room in the front or the back to set up? Like space?
I think there's room in the front. I don't.
Oh, I'm setting my shit up and clearing the flow.
So
fucking
you should
playing nothing but metal.
set your shit up and play it the exact same time that I go on next and we'll work as a team.
You just want me to tag
so you
team
clear
with you.
The floor and then bring them all outside,
so
and then I have everybody dancing for me.
We're gonna play nothing but tag team.
Just no,
back again.
I'm actually debating on playing my next set is 30 minutes of straight Robert Miles Children since he passed away not too long ago. Mm-hmm. But I think
that 30 minutes of John Coltrane. Nothing but freeform jazz.
30 minutes
nothing
of straight
gets the goddamn
Alice
club
DJ
kids moving.
Better Off Alone. Every yes. remix I have of yeah. Better Off Alone, I'm going to play it.
Nothing gets the club
straight.
Kids moving like freeform jazz.
all right, well, I'm going to go drink a Red Bull.
And
go,
are you? What time are you going on in the back?
I have no idea. That's what I'm going to try to see when the fuck
yeah,
I'm going.
Yeah,
because
I
kind of want
to see it, and you got to eat. You want to throw it to another break?
We can, sir.
Yeah, so you can go ahead and grow up.
All right.
We'll be back.
Scoop, whoop.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfucker. A fucking game. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X gon' give it to ya. Fuck wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. Hit the non-stop, pop out the stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make a motherfucker wonder if he did it. Damn right, can I do it again? Yeah, I am like so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me. You motherfuckers never wanna know what your life saved. Bitch, and that's on the life day, I'm getting down. Nigga said freeze, but won't be the one ending up on his knees, bitch, please. Cause the only thing you can't steal was came out to play. Stay out my way, motherfucker. We gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya. Never gave nothing to me. Every time I turn around, cats got their hands out, wanting something from me. I ain't got it, so you can't get it. Let's leave it at that, cause I ain't with it. Hit it, hit full strength. I'm a jail nigga, so I face the world like a girl in the bullpen. You against me, me against you. Whatever, whenever, nigga, fuck you gon' do. I'm a wolf in sheep clothing.
the streets open. I've been doing this for 19 years. Niggas wanna fight me, fight these tears. I put in work and it's all for the kids. But these cats done forgot what work is. They don't know who we be. Nothing, but they don't know who they see. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. Yo, where my niggas at? I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Talk too much for too long. Don't give up, you're too strong. Love to the wild, wild hunters. Shout out to niggas that done it. And it ain't even about the dough. It's about getting down for what you stand for, yo. For real. We gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Come on. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya. He gon' give it to ya.
Welcome back.
Yes.
We made it.
Yes.
Got a little short one for you guys in the can.
Yes.
There will be more to come. More to come. We'll discuss how our frequency, and we'll let you know on the EC3 Cast Facebook page, because that's the quickest way to get to our listeners that actually listen to the show.
Yes. I'm surprised we ain't got a lot of, where y'all been? Y'all dad?
No, I get that face to face.
Ah.
Like, you're lucky that you stay on the other side of the water away from prying eyes. Because every time I saw any listener to the show, they're like, what's up? I'm like, what happened? And I'm like, I got school.
That was part of why I didn't harass you, because I knew you were coming up on the end of the semester.
Dude, that shit was fucking brutal. And I'm pretty sure I could, like, do a whole show about it, honestly, now that I think about it. But I wanted to do, like, a nice loose show. Yeah. And I know you, and hopefully you didn't mind that.
You're fine.
Like, just a nice, fast and loose, like, just talk some shit. Have Unabomber try to beat Q Sweat's record. I'm gonna make him the new champion.
Something's better than none.
But, let's see, did we throw all the social medias?
Do you not remember them? I mean, they're all easy.
It's fucking facebook.com/EC3Cast. You got twitter.com/EC3Cast. No. Did I say anything about Instagram.com/EC3Cast?
Because
they will be
command.
Updated somehow. Someday. Someday. We also have EC3Cast.com, which is our main aggregator.
Oh, I see.
We have at Dosh Roofing and at Wicked Child everywhere on
the Blading at Home.
There's an episode due to be recorded this week because fucking rain.
Yeah.
Fuck rain. Fuck this weather.
The only thing on more hiatus than EC3Cast.
Dude, what up? I'm thinking about putting up one of my art projects, one of my video projects, as a placeholder. Just to be like, look, here's some content.
Content.
Hashtag content. Is that we need to be about hashtag content for the next 3 months.
I think that's the name of the show.
Hashtag content.
Hashtag content.
Dude, mushroom blading guys would love it because that was their tag for like a long time. What else? You can contact us at EC3Cast@gmail.com or by
phone at 757-745-9323.
You don't think we check them voicemails or texts? We do.
Oh, we get notifications.
Oh, yeah.
Just nobody ever sends anything.
Yeah, because y'all ain't worth shit. Call yourself the Crackers? Come on, fam.
Acting like some proper Crackers.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like it. Not one bit.
Got this Cracker salty.
I'm salty as fuck. Like, imagine a saltine cracker and then take a fucking salt shaker from, like, Rare Robin, open the cap, and pour it all over it.
Nah,
that's salt.
Worse than that.
Uh-oh.
Take a saltine cracker, put in a little water, then dump the salt on.
Oh shit!
The salt stick.
Oh shit! Salt city, bitch. Salt city, bitch. Yes. But damn, that's another name.
Salt city, bitch.
Salt city, bitch. Hashtag content. I think I like it. So yeah. For Wicked Child, this is Dosh Truth and saying love life,
love yourself,
love Jello.
We out,
and we'll be back, bitch. Skirt.